Stay tuned. The Morning Scramble crew is coming right up. Join Scooter, Stan, and the girls every morning, sending you off to your workday with a smile. The Morning Scramble, brought to you today by First Federal and Ask Juan Networks.
Coming up on KONP, the Osgood File, then ABC News headlines and the weather, then the Morning Scramble featuring Juan live in our studio this morning. It's coming up. Right now it's 8:31.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Stamps.com. Save time, trouble, and money.
I'm staff meteorologist Tom Churchill on KONP.
All right, thanks, Tom, and good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, coming up on 8:39, and time for the Tuesday Morning Scramble.
Yay!
Thanks. Today we have Stan and Jody and Juan.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Special guest Juan in with us today. That's with Tuesday Scramble, brought to you by Ask Juan Networks and by First Federal.
Yes, they are. You know, and I think he might get to feeling kind of comfortable in here.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't look nervous or anything.
No.
On Saturday, we were broadcasting from Leeds Farms, new joint there, and Juan stopped by, so we put him to work and said, yeah, anytime you come by, we're going to pull you in off the sidewalk and put you to work. So here he is.
Good. Yeah, it's fun. I think we should do this more often.
Yeah, well, we're talking to Juan.
This is a little intimidating because I've never been behind the microphone.
Never have. Wait, what's the thing you got in front of you?
Well, this is my little iPad mini. Just keep notes and stuff, you know.
You take notes and stuff on that?
Sure.
All right.
I have one of those, too.
Well, we'll talk about his iPad mini and stuff. Let's go to First Federal first.
Let's talk about First Federal first because, you know, he kind of has a little, neighborly little situation with some First Federal folks, but we won't talk about that right now.
Right.
But First Federal wants to remind everyone that mortgage rates are still at all-time lows. And while so many are taking advantage of these record low rates, they're there are some of those consumers that might prefer an alternative to a traditional mortgage contract. Some folks are doing for sale by owner financing. So First Federal has contract collections. They provide a convenient way to handle installment payments on real estate-based seller finance notes and contracts. It improves cash flow, it frees your time, and frees your mind. First Federal provides the escrow service to help sellers just like you by protecting investments quickly and securely, distributing funds, and providing accurate and understandable documentation. Very easy. Your low annual service fee provides payment coupons for the buyer and the borrower, a complete statement for every payment made, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, and a complete year-end statement, including an IRS 1098 interest report for your borrower. You can call or visit First Federal today to learn more at 417-3204 First Federal, celebrating 90 years serving the peninsula and strengthening our community.
Quite a coincidence because First Federal is celebrating 90 years and Ask Juan Networks is celebrating 90 years.
No, they're not celebrating 90 years.
I'm celebrating 5 years. And most importantly, I'm celebrating 19 years of marriage with my wife, Joyce.
Joyce,
Chief Administrative Officer at First Federal.
She is. Right. She happens to be my the marketing manager, Janine Lee, one of my very close friends. That's who she reports to.
So your anniversary is today?
Today is
my anniversary. Well, happy.
I timed this perfectly.
Yes, you did.
The time I met Stan, I said, Stan, put me on Tuesday so that it's kind of.
Well, Joyce, we're going to charge him double for getting that extra anniversary.
That's right. That's right.
Shout out to you today.
Oddly enough, it's also. Well, it's important that we not forget these special occasions, and I think that's the sole purpose why Juan has his iPad mini here is so that it keeps it, makes sure he doesn't miss his anniversary
stuff. Yeah.
Wow, what would happen if Stan had an iPad mini?
He'd never get anything
Talk
done.
Talk about the cursing that goes on in the
he'd never get anything
station
done.
Now. We'd really be in for an
if
earful.
If Stan had an iPad mini, it would be very, very simple. He would turn it off. Uh-huh. He would put it up in the cupboard and close the door.
No, I think once you realized the capabilities and how easy they are to use, Stan, you would be a completely different person. Right, Juan?
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Well,
maybe we should try
people
it.
Like him.
Huh?
Maybe we should try it.
So tell us about why you really
let's,
brought Juan
chat,
down.
Ask Juan Networks. Well, it's been now going on our second year that Juan has partnered with the Morning Scramble. We certainly are grateful to him for his support of KONP, but also excited to see things happening within his business. I guess one of the questions that I'd have, Juan, is, I mean, obviously you've got a lot of expertise that I have, knowledge I don't have. What are some of the most common reasons why people get in touch with you? What are some of the phone calls and contacts that are most common?
Well, the most common ones are, people come in with their computers that are broken, obviously, but most people want to just, you know, get back to business. They want to save their memories, their photos, and things like that. And, you know, it gives me just great joy to help those people. Technology is really, you know, anybody can do this kind of stuff. Anybody can do what I do. It's just you put a little time, and I really love to help the people. So that's why I do that.
Well, if you have a computer and you've got, like you say, your photos, irreplaceable things, maybe some so legal records or tax forms, all that stuff you've saved on your computer, and it looks like your computer is about to go under, it would be quite a relief if you were able to recover some of that stuff, you know?
Amazing, yes.
Because otherwise it's gone forever.
That's right. That's right.
How do you know your personal computer, the one you got at home, with you not your laptop or iPhone? How do you know that it's going?
I don't think I've ever had a warning.
Computers usually slow down a lot. And they don't respond when you click on things, and you get warning messages. Really, you just have to look at them. It's like getting sick. You know, you start sneezing, and then your fever goes up, and you get to learn those little things that tell you that you're sick. So the computer tells you these things too.
So when Stan starts kicking his computer in the office, that means I should call you, because that means his computer
exactly.
is dying.
It's okay. Like
the blue screen of death.
Yes.
That's right. And never wait till the computer's dead to bring it to me, obviously, because, you know, I can't do miracles.
No.
You can't give it CPR?
No, I can't. I've had several of those, and it's very sad to tell the people, you know, your computer is defunct.
Aww. That is
very sad.
Whoever invented the link that goes between the computer and the printer?
The wireless
link. I mean, the little cord and stuff. Who invented that?
Who invented it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Why do you ask? Because
it just amazes me how the two things can interact with each other.
Well, it talks to each other.
Yeah.
It was invented by a man by the name of Lincoln Cord. And so they shortened it to Link Cord.
Now you know you can do it wirelessly, Scooter.
Well, I know that.
Okay.
But I wouldn't
and
be
that's
able.
All with your modem inside your computer.
I'm doing no way I'm going to do that.
My one upstairs is wireless.
Really?
It goes to my computer. Sure it is.
And you can send it something from right here if you had your little thing.
Yeah, if I had my iPad, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Well, we first became acquainted with Juan. Had him come up to the radio station here. Would have been last year. And just go through some of the computers and look for junk that maybe can slow down your computer that you don't know is there. Talk about that a little bit. There is some all kinds of stuff that we need to send to the Kim Komando calls it the Great Galactic Bit Bucket. But talk about that, how you can get some of that gunk off your machine.
Well, you know, through the course of using your computer, a lot of people get excited about all these little gadgets, and they start downloading toolbars and programs here and programs there, and all those things just gets piled up. Mm-hmm. It's just like going out shopping. And
it's like cluttering up your closet, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And you have to purge every once in a while, mm-hmm. and you have to get rid of those pesky bugs. I'm like the maintenance guy for your computer closet.
You need to it's time to have a garage sale. Get rid of that junk.
Instead of calling a plumber, you call one, right?
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Well, you can get stuff.
And you can also maintain your computer just like you maintain your house. If you hire somebody to come in and clean your house every once in a while and keep it clean, then your computer will always – well, your house will always be clean and tidy. So does your computer.
How often do you suggest people do that, like every 6 months or every 3 months or
quarterly? If you're just going to put it on a schedule, I would say every 3 months is a good time period. Mm-hmm. If you hire me to do it, I do it monthly, mm-hmm. even periodically, like every couple of weeks when you call me and says, something's wrong with my computer.
Sure.
And I can take care of it immediately versus waiting a year or two to go in there and do a major overhaul.
Sure.
It's like changing the oil in your car.
Right.
You don't wait until it stops working to change your oil.
Very true.
Well, there may also be, it's premature to get into too much detail, but I know that you're hoping to maybe see your company grow a little bit in the next year or so, right?
Absolutely. I right now I'm growing very fast, actually. I have a lot of work, and I even hired an assistant to help me out with the office and with my office. But my goodness, I have so many plans. I want to do a school for, to teach people computers, which is not that hard or difficult. I can teach it.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
And, you know, I want to be a source in the community for jobs for kids and keep all our high-tech jobs here versus sending them out, you know.
Sure.
Create some opportunities.
Exactly.
Well, let's see. Juan is available, folks, as we've been telling you now for these many months, for your computers at home, your computer network at home, or certainly for businesses. And as much as we all depend on our computers, Juan, in business, they're all the more important. Yes, they are.
That was a great question, Stan.
That was a great, great
apparently
comment.
Apparently, you guys didn't rehearse before we came on the air this morning.
Folks, whether it's for your personal computer at home or for your office, your business, Juan is local. He's a great guy to work with, very reasonable. He's got a list as long as your arms of referrals and testimonials and satisfied customers. So remember this number, 457-9023, 457-9023. You can catch Juan. You do want to work by appointment because, like you said, he's busy now and things have gotten to the point now where he gets stacked up sometimes. 457-9023, Juan Ruiz, Ask Juan Networks right here in Port Angeles. Juan, thanks for coming in and chatting with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, all right. It was a lot of fun.
Find me on Facebook at askjuan.net.
AskJuan.net.
Perfect.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Right now, we're going to take this little time out to pay our bills.
I take the new Honda.
Customer appreciation event is this weekend, so I'll be broadcasting from Home Depot for a while Saturday morning, but probably after that.
We've got remotes lined up for several weeks coming up here now. So stay tuned because KOMP is going to be out and about. Live on, we're going to be doing the Coho thing here soon, the grand opening of their new beautiful dock. Stan's going to be at Home Depot. We are just at Leeds Farms. We've got lots of cool stuff going on.
We should broadcast from Ask Juan Networks, and I could peer over your shoulder and hold my microphone and just make you so nervous as you're working.
I think he's an old pro at this.
On my keyboard so people can hear me.
Yeah, I put the microphone right on the keyboard.
All right. Well, Juan, thanks for coming in, and thanks for being a sponsor of our Tuesday show. And Stan and Jody, good to see you guys. Have a good Tuesday.
Really
We're almost out of time in the morning scramble. We'll see you guys tomorrow.